Chapter 6. Benedick Suffers for Love. Later that day, the prince and Leonardo were talking to Claudio and Benedick.
I must go home after your wedding, my friend,
Don Pedro told Claudio.
Then I will accompany you on the journey,
Claudio offered.
It's the least I can do after your kindness to me.
Nonsense,
the prince replied.
Your place is with your new wife. You don't want to go on a long journey just after your wedding. No, I'll take Benedick with me. He's the man I want. The journey will be short once he starts telling his jokes and stories.
The truth is, I'm not as witty as I once was,
Benedick admitted.
I don't know why it is.
Don Pedro and Claudio exchanged a secret smile with each other. They knew why Benedick was more serious than he had been. They knew he was thinking about Beatrice.
You do look quite sad,
Claudio told his friend sympathetically.
Is anything the matter?
It's just a toothache,
Benedick replied crossly.
It'll pass.
Toothache?
Don Pedro said.
I never knew that toothache could make a man look sad, Benedick.
Benedick blushed fiercely.
I think he's in love,
Claudio said with a laugh.
Look at the careful way he's dressed and the trouble he takes with his hair. He's a man in love, I tell you.
You may be right,
Don Pedro agreed.
That would explain why he looks so sad as well.
Benedick did not enjoy his friend's jokes. He frowned for a moment, and then he suddenly turned to Leonardo.
Come with me, sir,
he said quickly.
I have something important that I want to ask you.
Leonardo and Benedick walked away together.
He's going to speak to Leonardo,
Don Pedro said excitedly.
He's going to ask for permission to marry Beatrice.
There was a knock at the door, and Don John came into the room. He bowed politely to Claudio and then spoke to his brother.
I have something to tell you,
he said very seriously.
Something to tell me?
The prince repeated slowly.
Is it something private, or can Claudio stay and hear?
What I have to say also concerns Claudio,
Don John replied. Now he spoke to Claudio.
I know you are getting married tomorrow,
he said.
My news is about Hero,
he went on.
I've discovered that she is not an honourable girl. She has a lover.
Don Pedro and Claudio were shocked by Don John's words. They did not know what to say. For a moment, neither of them said anything.
I know it's hard to believe,
Don John continued.
But I'm telling you the truth. I can prove that Hero is disloyal to you. Come with me tonight, both of you. We'll stand outside Hero's bedroom window. You'll see what I've told you is the truth.
I can't believe it,
Claudio said angrily.
Nor me,
Don Pedro agreed.
I'm telling you the truth,
Don John said firmly.
I don't want you to make a terrible mistake, Claudio. You can't marry a girl who behaves like Hero. She would dishonour you.
Claudio thought for a moment. He loved Hero, but he was also very proud. He did not like the idea that Hero might be making a fool of him. At last, he made up his mind.
Very well,
he told Don John.
I'll come with you tonight. And if you're right about Hero,
he decided angrily,
I'll disgrace her at the church tomorrow morning. I'll tell everyone what sort of girl she is.